Legislation in schools is one way to support healthy attitudes and practices among young people. But sex ed doesn't begin and end in the classroom. Kids learn about sexuality and relationships all over the place, from their peers, from media, like pornography, and possibly even from their parents at home. Those talks can be tricky, and San Francisco educator Anya Maness says she's here to help. She used to teach high school biology and sex ed as one component, but she noticed kids seemed to need much more information than she could cover in the classroom. Things like healthy relationships and dealing with the sexual imagery all around us. She now leads workshops and coaches parents to help fill those gaps. Anya Maness spoke with KLW's Jen Chien. And a quick note to our listeners, while there's nothing graphic in this interview, it does contain some sexual language and terminology about sex.
How did you move into talking to parents, deciding to work with parents?
The sex ed teacher or presenter who is there for a day or a week or a month or a school year, that's great. But that is not as powerful as having a lifelong ally. And so it seemed to me that the parent is really the one who ideally would be doing this work and having these conversations with their kids. Because, hey, if you can talk to your kids about sex, you could talk to them about anything.
So you used to teach sex education as a biology teacher. What did you find when you were teaching that was missing when you were doing that in school?
Well, this was usually with 10th graders, and they would come in with all kinds of questions. So we'd be talking about the basics, right, of conception and how the fetus develops and all those things, but they really wanted to know more about how they should navigate their relationships and when was the right age to start having sex and the details of oral sex and anal sex. And, you know, it got interesting pretty quickly.
And so they felt comfortable enough to ask those things in class with you?
Some of them did. It would be very giggly.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
And then I started to bring in a classic sex education trick, which is to have the anonymous question box.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I got all kinds of fun, interesting questions in the question box. Things like, if I have sex with a dog, will my baby be a werewolf? Or what does cum taste like? Or, you know, all sort of, what's better, vaginal sex or anal sex? And so it started to get outside the realm of biology and into the realm of kind of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I know that I'm ready to have sex and things like that?
So you really emphasize teaching young people, especially teenagers, about healthy relationships in addition to the biological and physical facts of sex. A lot of times parents don't go in that deep with their kids about that stuff other than just don't have sex. So tell me about some of the things that you try to encourage parents to talk about.
I think the biggest one that parents come to me wanting help with is boundaries and consent, because that isn't really taught in any formal way. In terms of feeling boundaries, it's much easier to feel your physical boundaries than your emotional boundaries. So, like, you could ask your young child to try holding their breath. And at some point, they will feel the moment when they get uncomfortable and it's becoming difficult to hold their breath, right? And so they will have crossed out of their comfort zone. So you can help your child really get a sense of their physical boundaries in everyday ways, right? Is the music too loud? Is it too soft? Is the light too bright? Then you can start to bring in the emotional boundaries, which is, are you scared? Are you worried? Are you mad? Are you anxious, right? So we can start to talk about how emotionally your boundaries are getting crossed and what you can do about it.
What's different about today's environment in terms of how kids learn about sex and in sexuality than in previous generations?
I think that what parents don't realize is where kids are getting their information. I think parents don't realize that their kids are turning to porn.
Or how much information or misinformation they might be getting.
Yes.
And what should parents say?
I would probably use analogies as much as possible. If you think about, like, the Fast and the Furious, if you think about a movie that has a car chase in it, kids have been in cars. Kids have seen you drive. They know what real driving is like and that that car chase is totally fake, that it is thrilling, and that that's all sort of sensationalized, right? That that car chase is only for entertainment purposes. Pornography is rather similar. It is fast and furious. There are boundaries being crossed. So just giving the kid a sense that, oh, this is for entertainment purposes. It is crafted. It's like the car chase. It is not real. Real sexual relationships have moments that are funny. There's communication. It's much slower. It's much more intentional, right? There's maybe not so many people involved, right? So just a sense of what is real adult sex like as opposed to what they're seeing online.
The sexualization of ads and popular culture and imagery, it's kind of everywhere. It's like the water that we swim in. So how do you talk to parents about talking to their kids about that?
I think what I would do is have the parent follow a little script at first. So what does this ad want you to believe? It doesn't have to be an ad with sex in it. So it could be that pomegranate juice will make you live forever. So that's the first step. And then the second one would be, is it true? Maybe pomegranate juice will make you healthier, but it probably won't make you live forever. Right?
Or will eating this hamburger give you big boobs?
Right.
Or something.
So the is it true piece is important to point out, hey, these ideas aren't actually linked often. And then what's real, right? So what is true? So what's really true is that what's attractive about me is my sense of humor or how I have integrity and how I walk through the world. Not so much my bra size. So if parents walk through that little routine with their kids often, then, you know, that little script of what does this ad want you to think? Is it true? What's really true? Can ultimately really have an impact on their child because their child starts to see how they're being manipulated by these ads.
And those are the kinds of things that aren't usually addressed in school curriculum around sex ed, but it's something that is very related.
Right. So lots of different pieces that pull in the relationships and the navigating of the relationships, not just the birds and the bees, not just penises and vaginas.
That's Anya Manez talking to KLW's Jen Chien.